When G-Love and Special Sauce first started, they had to explain it to people. Well, yeah, you could call it rap, and yes, I'm white, but we're not the Beastie Boys or anything like that. And later, this name, Alternative Hip Hop, was born, which doesn't really describe G-Love's music either. Luckily, 10 albums into his recording career, G-Love can just say, hey, man, we're G-Love and Special Sauce. Don't you know us by now? The new G-Love and Special Sauce album is called Superhero Brother. It drops, as they say, on Tuesday. G-Love joins us in the studio. Thanks for coming by, sir.
Thank you for having me.
So I know you're a big Philly guy. You've got a song called I-76 with the chorus of Get Along 76ers.
That's right.
Charles Barkley dissed Larry Bird. I know you performed at Citizens Bank Park, home of the Phillies, last weekend. You opened for Jimmy Buffett there.
That was amazing.
How was that gig?
That was so cool. It was like definitely one of the biggest crowds I got in front of. And the Jimmy Buffett fans are these – it's just a whole culture, you know, and people are raised in it, you know. And from the first row to the very last row of the nosebleed sections, I swear to God, everybody was dancing the whole show.
What does, because I have never seen anything like this, what does that many Hawaiian shirts in one place look like?
Soup.
Yeah?
Vegetable soup.
Because Hawaiian shirts.
You know, neon vegetable soup.
They usually clash internally. I'm wondering if you get, you know, 10,000 of them together, do the color patterns start to work?
Wow. Yeah.
It's a thing.
It is.
Like Jimmy Buffett, a lot of your tunes are really, they're upbeat, you could dance to them, but the inspiration for the new album, Superhero Brother, was about you going to the slums of Rio de Janeiro, which wasn't that upbeat an experience. How do you translate that into the songs?
Well, I was on tour down there in November, last November, with my good buddy Donovan Frankenrider, and I went to this kind of a surf outreach program, like a community center kind of vibe, and we played for the children that afternoon in the favela. And if you don't know, the favelas are like these like terrible ghettos that are like they're not neighborhoods, though, they're cities, you know. And you know, you never seen I had never seen you know poverty like these little cities so poverty stricken. And and we went in and played for these kids, and, you know, just the energy that these kids gave back to us, and just the whole day was just, you know, joyous. And I really just received a lot of energy that day, and I came home and wrote that song, Peace, Love, and Happiness, for the kids, and, you know, with the mind that I wanted to have something that these kids who, you know, are Brazilian, speaking Portuguese, could sing along with, so...
So let's hear something off the new album, Superhero Brother, your 10th album. You guys have been together for 15 years. What do you want to play?
I'm going to play the title track right now, which is a song that I wrote about saving the world.
All right.
I gotta use my superpowers, even on saving the world out of style. It ain't my fault, all this bad stuff is happening, but now what time I put my foot on down. Oh, baby, my love knows everything. Well, they say that love is all you need to heal the world. Plus $1 trillion, have you heard? Dead President Bush, Santa Claus, and Green Goblin. Saddam Hussein, Spider-Man, and Bin Laden. Britney Spears, Jesus, and a whole cast of friends. Met for brunch last week to solve the world problem. Well, they called on me. Oh, baby, my love knows it's the same. Call on my name, don't you know I do it? Shine my signal over Gotham. I'll be true, it is my distinct pleasure to come down from my grass, get off of my front porch and save all your asses. And in the nick of time, too. Oh, baby, my love goes insane. Yeah, changes come over me, my muscle growing. So I freestyle my ass across the USA. Solve the economy, the homeless problem. Save what's left of the environment. Create job for everybody be doing something that they wanna be doing. But if you can't do smack, well, you better do something. Cause this is the time when you sure can't do nothing. And that means you. And you and you and you and me too. Oh, baby.
then I fly overseas and set all the slaves free from prostitution, sweatshop, child labor. Solve the myriad of problems in the Middle East. Make a sunflower corn, we had to fight for all your fears, and I'll take all the troops back from wherever they roam and whatever they're fighting and whatever side they're on, and send them on the first plane home to their moms. We can make coffee tables out of all these bombs and save the whales and the pygmy marmosets too. Yeah, this seemed kind of hard, but it really ain't nothing. All you gotta do is get bit by a spider or something. We could change the world in a week or a day. And if you got problems, man, I sweep them away. Find yourself in a world full of trouble. Just call on G-Love, the superhero brother. And I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there. Oh, baby.
Well, you convinced me. You've raised awareness. I wasn't really aware of the pygmy marmoset problem, and now I know.
It's my kid's favorite at the zoo, man.
They are so cute, the pygmy marmosets. That's G-Love of G-Love and Special Sauce fame, the title track off his new album, Superhero Brother, and rhyming Green Goblin and Bin Laden. That's genius, isn't it? So, I mean, let's not over-explain it, right? But is the kind of point of the song be inspired to do with what you can, or is it more like, hey, that sounds like fun, but we're not going to be able to solve these world's problems through a song?
I don't know, all that, you know?
Yes.
It's all that. It's utterly serious to me and utterly making fun of myself. And all musicians, I want to save the world with my music. You know, that's kind of the ultimate goal, right? Can you save the world with your music? Well, that's kind of the dream, right? And at the same time, you're probably going to save the world with better foreign policy and a good economic game plan. But, so that's kind of a tongue-in-cheek State of the Union address, I like to call it.
That's pretty cool. I like that. Tell me about your guitar.
This is a Gretsch guitar. This is a White Falcon acoustic. And I actually recently kind of jumped into bed with Gretsch. And they just put out my signature series guitar, which is the G-Love Corvette, which when I found out I was possibly going to get my own guitar, I mean, to me that was as big a deal as getting my record deal in 1993. You know, it's one of those things where, wow, you know? That's really making the grade, man.
Yeah. 10 years ago, you were one of the first guys to throw a hidden video on a CD.
Right.
There was a cooking show.
Right.
You did a little cooking.
That's
if you
right.
put the CD in the computer. We want to know, have you kept up with it? Are you still cooking? What are you cooking for yourself on the road?
I don't cook on the road. I cook when I'm home with my kid. And, man, I cook some good stuff up. Actually, I'll tell you why I cook, because we've been trying to do this piece for Bon Appetit magazine. So I've had to submit, like, all my recipes that... In the summertime is time for grilling.
Yes.
And we've just been grilling up a storm. So grilled wild duck. Season it with like this provincial herbs and rock salt and pepper and even some like truffle oil put on there.
Cool.
With grilled leeks, arugula salad with goat cheese, and some real gourmet stuff here, man. I'm talking about it. Can't beat that. It's so good. It's making me hungry right now.
What's G-Love's favorite sauce?
My favorite sauce is G-Love's Special Hot Sauce, for sale now at philadelphonic.com.
There you go. Let's get another song off the new album. Let's hear the song you talked about, Peace, Love, and Happiness. And this is a song for the kids from the Rio de Janeiro slums.
Yeah, this is. And it is a song that I wrote. My thinking was, God, you know, I said, why let this world weigh on your shoulders? If these kids that are living there can be so full of life and love and hope, you know, then anybody can. And that's why I wrote this.
All right. Let's check it out.
Thank you.
quarter. Just look into the eyes, the good eyes of a child. See that love ride like a river and flow for a thousand miles. Give me some peace, love, happiness. Peace, love, happiness. Heartbeat, know that life's worth living. Feel your feet on the earth, you better love it while I'm still here spinning. I got no time to worry about trouble or misgiving. Either let it flow, let yourself go. If you hating and you sure ain't living. Now peace, love, happiness. Peace, love, happiness. A lot of people talking, need somebody to listen. A lot of people struggling, got it, well you better start giving. Little peace, love, happiness. Peace, love, happiness. Starving. How come the president just builds more bombs when they should start disarming? With all that money spent on guns instead of food and education, we need to buy little peace and love instead and start a healing of the nation. Give me peace, love, happiness. Peace, love, happiness. Peace, love, and happiness.
G Love of G Love and Special Sauce. His new album is Superhero Brother. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
Cooling out, waiting for my lady. Got the special sauce. That's why she's my baby.
We've got video, bonus video, if you will, of G Love performing in our studio, and we will put that up on the web. So we just don't have the video. We're going to share the video with you, is what we're saying. That'll be on npr.org/Bryant Park, because we give and give here at the Bryant Park Project, and we are always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Mike Pesca. Have we said it enough? This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Your baby got sauce. Your baby ain't sweet like